Tomorrow's event is part of a recovery project by the nonprofit Peregrine Fund. The group has been working for 2 decades to bring California condors back from the brink of extinction by releasing captive-bred birds into the wild. To date, they've set free more than 160 condors at the Vermilion Cliffs. Chris Parrish is the project director.
In some ways, the population is doing great, but still very much limited by the number one cause of death, and that's lead poisoning. And we're working with the management agencies to reduce that.
Condors often ingest lead bullet fragments from gut piles left by hunters. For the last several years, Parrish has spearheaded an effort to convince them to use non-lead ammunition. Last year, more than 90% of big game hunters on the Kaibab Plateau took part in the program. The California condor is one of North America's largest birds, with a wingspan of nearly 10 feet. Over the next 2 months, the Peregrine Fund plans to release 13 at the Vermilion Cliffs. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.